天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。说起敬畏，让我想到了小时候和父母以前去过庙里，在那里看到很多偶像，他们都很凶神恶煞的，让我心里感到很惧怕。但自从认识了神之后，那种敬畏之心才油然而生。麦克牧师今天将继续透过彼得前书来和我们分享，因为感谢神的恩典，我们要敬畏耶和华。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this series of messages from 1 Peter.
欢迎你收听彼得前书里的系列信息。
Last time we started learning how we are to respond to the sevenfold blessing God has given us.
上次节目里我们开始学习如何回应神赐给我们的七重福气。
Peter tells us there are six different ways we need to respond to God's blessings.
彼得告诉我们，可以从六方面来回应神所赐的福。
In thankfulness to God, be alert.
因着感恩，我们要警醒。
In thankfulness to God, be holy.
因着感恩，我们要圣洁。
Thirdly,
第三。
In thankfulness to God, be reverent.
因为我们感谢神的恩典，所以我们要敬畏他。
Look at your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 21.
请看你的圣经，彼得前书第一章17到21节。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Reverence is another word that the world thinks strange.
世上的人对敬畏这个词感到很古怪。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we have very few things that are sacred anymore.
因为现在神圣的事物已经越来越少了。
Without things that are sacred, there is nothing to reverence.
没有神圣的就没有敬畏。
Many people in the world despise authority and those in authority.
今天世上很多人轻看权威和有权柄的人。
This is particularly because people in authority have ceased to be holy.
有一部分是因为那些掌权的人不再圣洁。
And therefore ceased to be revered.
所以也得不到别人的尊敬。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这很重要。
In the whole process of losing reverence for those in authority,
对掌权的人逐渐失去敬畏的心。
Many have lost their reverence for God.
导致很多人不再敬畏神。
Yet Peter said that if you are truly thankful to God for your blessings,
但彼得说，如果你真正的感谢神赐恩给你，
then you have no choice but to revere God as your Father.
那么你毫无余地的必然会敬畏天父上帝。
You have no choice in this.
你不会有其他的选择。
God the Father must be revered.
神，我们的天父必须受敬畏。
The Bible uses the term Father because throughout the Scripture, one fact is understood.
圣经使用天父称呼神，因为全本圣经都表明一个真理。
That fathers are to be treated with respect.
父亲是应该被尊重的。
In the Scripture, it is understood that fathers reflect the holiness of God.
圣经说得很清楚，父亲应该反映神圣洁的形象。
And since they reflect the holiness of God in their life,
当他们在日常生活里反映神的圣洁时，
they are to be treated by their children with reverence and respect and honor.
他们的儿女就会尊敬孝顺他们。
I have deliberately chosen the word reverence rather than the literal translation of the word, which means fear.
我刻意用敬畏这个词，而没有用原文直接翻译的畏惧这个词。
Let me explain to you about the change in this translation of the word.
让我来解释一下为什么我使用这个翻译的词。
Because people often associate the word fear with ideas like dread or terror.
因为一般人一看到畏惧这两个字，就会联想到恐惧、害怕的意思。
And that is why it would not be good word to use given the current understanding of the word.
要是按照这个解释，那么这个词就不适合用在这里。
Yet here in the scripture, the word means adoration.
但在这段经文里，这个词是代表敬拜的意思。
It means that we will get literally on our faces before God out of respect and honor.
也就是五体投地的敬拜神。
In the ancient languages,
在古文里，
the word comes from the word that means applying the lips to the back of the hand.
这个词的字根原意是以嘴唇亲吻手背，
and kissing the hand out of respect and reverence.
表示恭敬尊重。
It means being awestruck for what God has done for us.
表示对神在我们身上的作为感到何等敬畏。
It means being completely and totally overwhelmed with God's active generosity.
代表我们因为神如此宽宏大量而全然折服。
And that is why we bow in respect.
因此我们屈身表示恭敬。
It means being so overcome with a sense of unworthiness.
表示我们感到自己多么不配。
It means having the total inability to repay God's colossal act of generosity.
表示我们承认自己不可能偿还神所赐的浩大宏恩。
It means being almost tongue-tied.
表示我们目瞪口呆。
Or stuttering and stammering and not knowing what to say.
张口结舌，无法表达心中的感受。
All because of the great price Jesus paid to redeem us from our sin.
都因为耶稣付出了极重的代价，救赎我们脱离罪恶。
I am told that in the days of slavery, some slaves would save all of their lives.
我听说从前奴隶制度的时代，有些奴隶积蓄了一辈子。
But they were never able to save enough to redeem themselves from their masters.
还存不够钱替自己赎身。
So you can imagine how that slave would feel.
你可以想象一个奴隶的感受。
If someone would just walk in and pay the debt in full and thereby give the slave his freedom.
当突然有人替他付清了所有的赎价，使他重获自由。
The condition of slavery were no payment, no freedom.
奴隶赎身的条件是不付钱就不得释放。
No redemption, no liberty.
不付赎价就没有自由。
And making that payment is exactly what Jesus did for us.
耶稣为我们做的就是付清赎价。
But he did not free us from the short span of our lives on earth.
但它不仅使我们短暂的今生得到自由，
but for eternity，
而是得到永远的自由。
We were slaves to sin，
我们都是罪的奴隶。
We were heading for hell，
我们奔向地狱。
We were slaves to the consequences of sin without any hope for liberty or freedom，
我们受犯罪的后果奴役，完全没有得自由的盼望。
The price of our liberty and freedom was too impossible for any to pay.
得自由的代价太昂贵，是任何人都付不起的。
The price could not be paid with all of the money in the world.
就是全世界的金钱都不足以偿还代价。
The price for our liberty and freedom could not be paid with all of the precious stones in the world.
全世界的珠宝也不够付自由的代价。
But only a perfect and sinless man could have paid for that price.
唯有一位完全无罪的人才可以付清代价。
Only a God-man could have paid the price.
唯有道成肉身的神才能付清代价。
And Peter goes on to say,
彼得接着说，
In the Old Testament, the lamb that was offered as a sacrifice in the temple,
在旧约时代圣殿里献羊为祭，
had to be completely whole and without blemish.
这只羊必须完整，没有瑕疵。
No outward blemish like a broken limb.
外表完全无缺，没有断腿。
Not even an inner blemish like a disease or sickness.
内部也健康无恙。
That is why very few people could afford to make that sacrifice.
所以很多人买不起献祭的羊羔。
And even when they could afford it,
即使他们买得起，
they would get their sins forgiven just for a short time.
他们的罪只能暂时得到赦免。
Then they would have to go back and find the perfect sacrifice and pay for it all over again.
然后要去买另一只无瑕疵的祭牲，重新再来一次。
And Peter is saying,
彼得说，
What is happening now is that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, without blemish and without spot.
耶稣基督就是那无瑕疵、无玷污的神的羔羊。
He had no inner blemish.
他没有内在的毛病。
He had no outer blemish.
也没有外在的毛病。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Spiritually speaking, Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God.
从属灵的意义来看，耶稣是那完美的神的羔羊。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he never sinned in thought.
因为他没有罪恶的思想。
He never sinned in word.
他没有罪恶的言语。
He never sinned in deed.
他没有罪恶的行为。
He never sinned, period.
总之，他完全无罪。
And that is why he and he alone could pay the required price for freedom from sin.
所以，唯有他能偿还从罪恶中得自由的代价。
The shedding of his innocent blood.
就是流出他完全无罪的鲜血。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一件很重要的事。
Jesus' death was no ordinary death.
耶稣的死不是平凡的死。
It was a sacrificial death.
那是牺牲的死。
Jesus' death was no accident.
耶稣不是意外的死亡。
It was planned by God before Adam and Eve ever sinned.
在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，神已经计划好了。
You can read it in the scripture.
你可以去看圣经。
It is right here in this passage in Peter.
就在彼得写的经文里。
And Peter makes this point very clearly in his very famous sermon at the day of Pentecost.
五旬节时，彼得在他那篇著名的讲道中说得很清楚。
In Acts chapter 2, verses 23, he said,
使徒行传第二章二十三节，他说，
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge.
他既按照神的定旨先见 被交于人。
And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to a cross.
你们就借着无法之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Because he was the slain Lamb of God.
因为他是被杀的羔羊。
Because his perfect innocent blood was shed.
因为他流出完美无罪的血。
Peter goes on to say,
彼得继续说,
Now he sits on the bench as a judge.
如今他坐在审判的宝座上。
He was always a judge.
向来他都是审判的主宰。
He is now a judge.
现在他是。
He will be a judge.
将来也是。
Some believers have problems seeing Jesus as a judge.
有些基督徒难以接受耶稣是审判官。
Some believers like the idea of Jesus as a baby boy.
有些基督徒喜欢耶稣是个小婴孩。
They like the idea of Jesus as gentleman and healing the sick and forgiving of sinners.
他们喜欢耶稣是那温柔的医病者和赦罪者。
But they do not like the idea of Jesus as a judge.
但他们不喜欢耶稣身为审判官。
And yet it is the very core of the gospel.
但是这正是福音的核心。
If you deny it, you deny everything.
如果你不接受这一点，你就是拒绝整个福音。
Here is how I like to explain this.
请听我解释。
Jesus is the righteous judge who sat on the bench.
耶稣是坐在法官席上的公正审判官。
But he is the righteous judge who pays the penalty of the criminal.
他也是替犯人接受刑罚的公正审判官。
He is the righteous judge who stepped down from his bench.
他是公正的审判官，却从法官的席位上下来。
Why?
为什么呢?
So he could receive the punishment in the place of the repentant criminal.
这样他才能站在犯人的位置上接受刑罚。
He is the righteous judge who set aside his dignity.
他是公正的审判官，甘愿放下自己的尊严。
He is the righteous judge who set aside his honor.
他是公正的审判官，甘愿放下自己的荣誉。
He is the righteous judge who set aside his reputation.
他是公正的审判官，甘愿放下自己的名声。
Why?
为什么呢?
So that he might pronounce the guilty but repentant criminal guiltless.
这样他才能够宣告愿意悔改的罪人为无罪的。
But here's the most incredible thing of all.
然而最奇妙的是,
Now that the judge has paid the redemption price for all those who will turn to him as Savior and Lord.
这位审判官为所有愿意接受他为救主的人付清了罪的赎价之后,
He is now back on the bench at the right hand of God.
现在他又回到神右边的审判席上。
That means that Jesus is in a place of authority.
也就是说耶稣正在掌权。
He is now back at the bench and he will judge all who refuse to believe in him.
现在他回到审判席上，将要审判那些拒绝相信他的人。
He judges non-believers.
他审判非信徒。
To the believers he says,
他对基督徒说，
I want you to call my father your father.
你要称我的父亲为你的父亲。
To the rest of the unbelieving world, Christ is their judge and sentencer.
对于其他所有不相信的人，基督是审判官，宣判刑罚。
To the believer, Christ is our brother.
对于所有的信徒，基督是我们的兄长。
To the unbelieving world, Christ will pronounce judgment.
对于所有不相信的人，基督将要宣布判决。
And yet he turns to his own children and says, You can call me friend.
但他对神的儿女说，我是你的朋友。
And that is overwhelming.
这实在是不可思议。
It is dumbfounding.
令人瞠目结舌。
This should strike within us a sense of awe and reverence for God.
使我们内心对神的敬畏之情油然而生。
And this sense of awe and reverence should not just happen every time you hear a teaching about this.
这种敬畏之情并非只有当我们听了这方面的教导才产生的。
This sense of awe and reverence should happen every day.
而是每天都对神怀着敬畏之情。
The sense of awe and reverence should happen every moment of every day.
每天时时刻刻都敬畏神，尊崇神。
And that will happen every time we truly begin to count our blessings.
同时也是每当我们数算神的恩典时必然的反应。
And in gratitude, live in obedience to the word of God.
我们感恩就愿意顺服神的话语而活。
And we call him Abba.
我们称他为阿爸父。
God is not the kind of father that is portrayed on television.
神并不是现在那些电视节目里所刻画的父亲形象。
God is not the kind of father that is treated with disrespect and contempt.
神不是那些被轻看、被藐视的父亲。
But he is the kind of father who deserves honor, reverence, and adoration.
他是值得我们尊崇、敬畏和爱慕的父亲。
He is the father that should receive a bending not just of our knees, but also of our wills and our hearts.
他是值得我们向他屈服的父亲，不止我们的身体，更包括我们的意志和我们的心。
And if we truly begin to count our blessings,
如果我们真实的数算恩典，
then we will be alert.
我们就会警醒。
We will live a holy life.
我们会圣洁。
And we will be reverent to God.
我们也会敬畏神。
My time has run out.
我们的时间又到了。
It is our prayer that you tune in to the next broadcast.
我们祈求神让你下次继续收听广播。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。地上的父亲是值得我们尊敬的，我们要孝敬父母，但我们的天父必须受敬畏。我们虽然不配，但耶稣却道成肉身，为我们流血舍命，付清了赎价，让我们享受永远的福乐。主耶稣牺牲的爱、赦罪的爱、怜悯的爱，让我们从罪中重获自由。主是那位配得尊贵、荣耀、称颂的那位神，我们要全心全人来敬拜赞美他，他也是值得我们用生命来回应神呼召的那一位神。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。